Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining us in our Missoula studios today is Alan R. Scott. Alan is the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony Orchestra. Nice to have you with us.
I'm pleased to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. You've been doing some shows for Montana Public Radio on morning classics, but of course, putting the symphony hat back on as you kick off another season. It's actually the 62nd season of the Helena Symphony, which kicks off next weekend.
The 62nd season, my 14th, and we are continuing to make music for the Helena region, and we have wonderful concert series coming up, a total of about 14 to 15 different concerts, six masterworks, several non-series, and several education programs.
The big masterwork series kicks off with the first concert coming up this weekend, and you're featuring one of your own as the featured soloist.
Yeah, our concertmaster, Stefan Cepeda. It's part of his salary and contract that he does a concerto every other year, and he has quite the following. He's performed several different concertos with the orchestra, and this year he'll be doing Eric Korngold's violin concerto. Korngold is perhaps more remembered as a film composer in the 1930s, and his violin concerto is right out of that genre. It's lush, it's schmaltzy, it's wonderful fun, it's emotional. You'll hear where a lot of John Williams gets his ideas.
And you also have on that program also music of Rachmaninoff, right?
Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, which couples nicely with the Korngold, because they're both over-the-top lushness, and they just drip with silver and chocolate sauce, and it's wonderful ear candy for opening night. People enjoy having soloists of such high caliber, and Stefan is of that ilk. He performs all over the country as a soloist, and he and I have performed with other orchestras together, and the Helena audiences really do love having our concertmaster as a featured soloist.
Well, he'll be in our studios as well for a bit of a live session tomorrow afternoon, Monday afternoon, around 3 o'clock or so as part of performance today, so we're excited for that. And again, the concert will be Saturday, September 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Helena Civic Center. You're doing an opening night celebration of sorts?
Opening night celebration. Subscribers get in free to a post-concert reception in the ballroom there. Champagne and chocolate sponsored by the Parrot Confectionery. The Allegiance Healthcare Group sponsors the reception, and anyone else can get in for $10. It's really more of a friend raiser and a sort of a way to kick off the opening night of the 62nd season.
Well, we have a few minutes on today's program to have you tease the season as we're going into another year of music making for you all in Helena. You have some other soloists coming in. You've got operatic work scheduled. You've got a number of things planned. Of course, the Messiah in the Cathedral again.
Right. The Messiah is one of the non-series concerts. We do that every other year, and on the off years, we do other works in the cathedral. It's one of the great venues in the state of Montana, a tradition that goes back for decades with the Helena Symphony. The Masterworks concerts include a symphony spooktacular in October, featuring some great spooky music that we all associate with Halloween, like music of Bach and his Toccata and Fugue and Sasson's Danse Macabre. But then the second half is dedicated to the music of Danny Elfman, who is the composer for many Tim Burton films like Beetlejuice and Batman, and so we'll be featuring some of that. We'll be featuring the well-known and loved pianist John Nakamatsu, Van Cliburn Gold winner. He'll be doing Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto in January. I'm really excited. In February, we're doing an all-flamenco night with an incredible flamenco dancer. So with a dancer, castanet player, a cajon player, singer, these are authentic flamenco performers in February, and we'll be doing Haydn's Creation, a great oratorio in March. And then we'll be doing Puccini's irresistible La Boheme in concert, not staged. We've done a lot of staged operas. This will be completely in concert with solos from all over the world. So we're real excited to conclude the 62nd season with La Boheme.
Well, and there's, of course, youth activities, children's concerts, that kind of thing that you do as well.
We have four Symphony Kids concerts. They're for 5 to 10-year-olds. They're free. They're throughout the season, held at St. Paul's United Methodist Church with actors and singers and dancers and their storylines and narrators. And then we do an annual youth concert for 4th and 5th graders in the spring. So there's 5 main education programs. We do some school outreach as well. And so there's something really every 3 weeks, literally, throughout the season.
Well, and chorale concerts as well?
And the chorale is, you know, I use them probably more than any other chorus in the state. We use them on upwards of 4 to 7 concerts a year. So they're throughout the entire season, obviously on La Boheme. They'll be in Haydn's Creation, Messiah. They perform some of the Symphony Kids. They'll be on the October concert. They're often in the Symphony Under the Stars. So they're throughout the entire season. They perform pretty much every other month with us.
If people are interested, obviously season tickets are available, but you also have packages for example, the Masterworks series or other individual concert tickets are available too.
Season tickets for the Masterworks is really the best buy. You save quite a bit of money. You get a lot of perks. You get to come to pre-concert discussions with me and the guest artist. You get a newsletter with program notes. You get to come to the receptions. You get to keep your seats, obviously, and save on to those. So subscriptions for the Masterworks are the best way to go. HelenaSymphony.org is the easiest way to get them 24/7. You can always call our box office at 442-1860. But individual tickets for any concert are available right now for the Masterworks, and subscribers get first dib on the non-series. And the non-series, in addition to the Cathedral concert in December, we also have Steve Lippia, the well-known Sinatra performer, will be back performing a swingin' Sinatra program in November. As a subscriber, you get first dibs on those. Otherwise, they go on sale October 1st.
All the information we've been talking about today is at helenasymphony.org. Once again, the kickoff concert, the opening Masterworks concert, will be Saturday, September 17th, 7:30 at the Helena Civic Center. We'll feature Stefan Cepeda performing music of Korngold, the violin concerto, also Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2 on that program. I've been speaking with Alan R. Scott, the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony. Helenasymphony.org, 442-1860. Thank you so much.
Thank you.